channel.
Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Rappahannock United Way, our focus this morning, and the Prosper Mentoring Program. Kristen Reed is in studio with us. Kristen, it's great to meet you. Good morning.
Good morning, Ted. It's great to meet you.
And we have by phone this morning, Nick Vosburgh is involved with the Rappahannock United Way and Prosper Mentoring. Nick, it is great to meet you this way. Good morning. Good to have you on the show.
Yes, thank you very much. Good morning.
Nick, I'll start with you, a little bit about you. You've been with Rappahannock United Way a bit, and how'd you get tied to Rappahannock United Way, and a little bit about your background?
So I got tied to Rappahannock United Way through a program, actually, that kind of piqued my interest. I was actually teaching high school at the time in Stafford County, and this opportunity kind of popped up on my email one day, and I decided to look into it, and it's how it got me here today.
Okay. Your background, at least at that point, was education.
Yes. Yeah. My background was in personal finance and economics.
Have you enjoyed the work? And I mean, Rappahannock United Way is so involved in the community and does just such terrific things. A little bit about just your time with Rappahannock United Way. Have you enjoyed it?
Oh, yes. I love working and doing things that are impacting the community. And I think that's what drew me to Rappahannock United Way, was their ties to the community, their involvement in the community, and the way that they're able to give back to the community.
Well, and you look at the economy today, and we'll talk about the ALICE has become such a big part, the ALICE acronym, with what Rappahannock United Way does. But especially in these times, so many people fall into that, and you're able to really, really provide a great service to the community.
Yes, yes, we do. We're able to.
Kristen Reed, you're like a brand new Rappahannock United Way person. Good morning, welcome to you. And how'd you get to Rappahannock United Way?
Yes, thank you. I'm shiny and new here with the organization. So I've been a fan of United Way for many, many years. I've been doing marketing communications for my whole career. I'm kind of dating myself, but over 15 years ago, my first interaction with United Way was with my first job out of college. Mm-hmm. The casino that I worked at was performing a workplace campaign where we gave and volunteered for United Way, and I was just immediately connected to the brand. The wonderful things that they did for the community, I really felt passionate about. And then fast forward to now, it's all about great timing. I was ready to make a career transition and saw that they had an opening for communications and outreach role, so I jumped at it and happy to be here.
If you have 15 years in communications, did you start when you were five?
Oh, you're too kind.
No, as I was talking to Nick, what Rappahannock United Way provides the community, especially in these times, is so vital right now with everything just so tight, and with inflation and jobs and everything. Rappahannock United Way provides such an important role, or is it such an important role in this community?
Absolutely. Yeah, so our programs have really evolved
and
over the
years.
We're
able to kind of fill a need in the community that's not easily filled through other programs, through, you know, our state government or federal government.
Right. You were saying, Kristen?
Right. Just to springboard off of what Nick was saying, we offer programs for those that you touched on, that identify as ALICE, and we'll go into this as the interview goes on, but just for your listeners, ALICE stands for Asset Limited, Income Constrained, and Employed. And so that is the core population that we serve.
For people that want to get involved or want to find out more about Rappahannock United Way, what's the best way to get involved? I mean, I know you've got a website and also a great Facebook page.
Sure, yeah. So our website is www.rappahannockunitedway.org. And as you mentioned, you can follow us on our socials. We're most active on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, where we keep our community and our followers up to date on things that we're working on with our constituents, with those that we serve, and We give an inside glimpse behind the scenes as well. So.
It's a great website just to follow, and also you may not need any of the services at the moment. You never know when you might, or you may know of people at times. Something comes up, and it's somebody you work with, somebody you go to church with, or a neighbor, and you can direct them to Rappahannock United Way.
Yes, exactly.
Yep. And we do. Part of our vision is calling on the community to give, advocate, and volunteer, so that way we could help families and individuals reach their full potential.
We're going to jump into this and go really into more details as we go along this morning. But Nick, I'll let you sort of I'll tee this up for you just to get it started. As far as Prosper Mentoring goes, talk a little bit about that program and what people need to know about that.
Okay, so Prosper Mentoring, that is the program that actually pulled me into Rappahannock United Way, to have the opportunity to work with this program. And so what it is, it's an initiative that was designed to help women reach a higher level of economic stability. It's a 12-month course, and what it does is it helps address all areas of the participant's life kind of holistically, family life, health, finance, education, and career, while each participant's unique aspirations valued by flexible, personalized goal setting that we do through one-on-one coaching.
And again, we'll get into much more details. But again, if people want to follow this, follow along, or see a little bit more about what Prosper Mentoring is involved, just go to RappahannockUnitedWay.org. All kinds of information there.
Yes.
Nick Bosberg is here. Kristen Reed is here from Rappahannock United Way. RappahannockUnitedWay.org, 373-0041. If you want to give them a call. Quick break. We'll continue on this morning with Nick and Kristen when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Nick Bosberg is here by phone. Kristen Reed is here in studio. Rappahannock United Way, our focus, and Prosper Mentoring. Rappahannock United Way. .org. Nick, this is your thing, and you were just telling me off air. I mean, it was, and you mentioned it just a second ago. Prosper Mentoring is why you're with Rappahannock United Way.
It is, yes. It is the program that really pulled me into the interest of Rappahannock United Way and learning more. And it's eventually what pulled me out of the classroom and into the nonprofit world.
That's a pretty big, for this program to do that shows it has a pretty big pull. You just explained that it's a 12-month course for women. Let's jump into this. Who are you looking for, and how did it get started?
So about a year ago, we started with our first inaugural class, and it went for one full year. In April, we just wrapped that class up and had a graduation for them, and it was a wonderful experience. We learned a lot. Our participants learned a lot, and now we are recruiting for our next class, which starts July 17th.
So July 17th. So if someone wants to get involved in that, get the information right now and get signed up, I guess.
Yes, exactly. Go to our website, and then from our website, if you just go to the tab that says Get Help, you'll see there's a drop down. Look for Prosper Mentoring. Click on that. It'll take you straight to the page where you can click on the registration form.
So let's talk about what does Prosper Mentoring, give me an outline of what happens here.
Okay, well, Prosper Mentoring, it is a United Way initiative, and the whole purpose is to help women reach a higher level of economic stability. It's a 12-month program, and we kind of address all areas of the person's life holistically, family life, health, finance, education, and career, while also catering to the participants' unique aspirations by flexible, personalized goal setting. And the best part is that there's no cost to the participants to be a part of this. Prosper Mentoring, it's a combination of group workshops and one-on-one mentoring sessions. The group workshops go for 6 months, so it will start July 17th. Those workshops will go till December. While you're in your workshops, you also participate in one-on-one financial coaching with one of our coaches. I'm one of those. And you will do that for the 6 months while you're doing the workshops. And then when the workshop's complete, you still do financial coaching for the next 6 months, so that everything you've learned and built on with your knowledge base from those workshops, you can keep practicing and then still having check-ins with the coach the next 6 months, so that hopefully we can help you establish good financial practices and procedures in your future endeavors for financial literacy.
I guess going through this program, Nick, I mean, you're hoping, obviously, and it would seem like the people coming out of this program, this is a game changer just for their life and for their family, and you know, who knows who they're able to even, you know, pass some of this information on to.
Yes, it does. The thing is that when you think about money, money is very psychological. And people sometimes don't think of that, but there's a lot of emotion and feeling that goes into money. A lot of people can be embarrassed by money, depending on what their status is with it. And then some people can be very proud of it. Think about when you go shopping and you buy yourself things, it usually feels good to do it. But then sometimes, depending on your financial situation, there may be guilt afterwards. So being able to kind of talk through the way we spend our money, how we spend our money, and then how we can use our money wisely really can take a lot of stress and burden off people that maybe are struggling financially to make ends meet. We help them kind of put that in order so that we can take the pressure off and they can learn new ways to manage their income and their finances.
Well, and you think about it too, the various topics and things that you talk about, in a lot of these areas, a person may just not have the skills or didn't have a parent or a grandparent or even friends that could help them. This is giving them skills.
Yes, it does. And that's the thing too. So many of us, we're so busy nowadays. I mean, especially when you throw kids into the mix, I mean, there's just really not a lot of time for us, let alone sitting down and really combing through our finances and looking at penny by penny where it's going. So when in our Prosper Mentoring Program, we go over things like building your financial future, looking at your credit report and scores, if you're looking into buying a house, that process, managing your debt, creating savings plans, understanding the value of your money and what influences how you use your money. So we kind of look at all those things. But then as a side note from that too, because we're not just wanting to only help you financially, we're also incorporating other things like healthy living practices, how to take better care of yourself. And then we do that also by ways of showing you things that you can do to care for yourself, because self-care is very important. And so how you can incorporate self-care into your daily life as well. It's just kind of all wrapped into our Prosper Mentoring Program.
Well, and this is such a Rappahannock United Way kind of program. I think back, if you look at like the tax program and how much that gives people and how that gives back into the community. This is the same way. You have people who have these skills. They're able to give back and be really contributing members of the region and of the community.
Yes, they are. And I'm so glad you brought up our tax program, because that's one of our our longest standing programs at Rappahannock United Way. It just celebrated its 20th year of existence this past tax season. And we use that program as well to help the community understand their finances as well. Because while when people come in to have their taxes done by Rappahannock United Way, our coaches are there offering coaching for people that want it when they're there. So that when they get their tax refunds, how can we help them use that in a wise way?
Right. So as you were talking, that's my mind went to the tax program, because this is a wider and really deals with women and their lives. And you look at this program and just think the people that go through this program, they're going to be changed as in all these areas, as whether it's, you know, healthy living, financial, all these areas. And these are things that they can perhaps transfer that down to their kids, to their to other people in their family, and even friends.
Well, I'm going to jump in here, Ted. I'm reminded, and Nick can speak more to this since he led the last cohort, but there actually, Nick, correct me if I'm wrong, there was a mother-daughter team duo that actually participated in the program in the last cohort. Is that correct?
That is correct. There was a mother-daughter duo that took this class on together. They They both, you know, obviously came from different generations, but it just kind of it just shows the program and how we're able to tailor it to everybody. Because while we were dealing with a mother-daughter group, we were still able to reach them both at their levels and what they needed for themselves to be successful.
That's terrific. That does show that it's for anybody, and good for them for you know, different generations realizing they needed this help and to come and take the program.
Yeah, it's very inspirational to watch these ladies come in and know that this is something that they need help in, and to stand up and say, yeah, I do need the help, and then to show up every single month and be present during the program. It's just quite amazing to be a part of. And the great part of it is you get to watch this community start to build within the class itself. The ladies start to create this support group for each other during the duration of the class. And so, you know, on my end, being able to kind of watch those relationships start to come to fruition and develop, it's a pretty cool thing to be able to be a part of.
Well, and like you say, Nick, it does take some courage and some humility to say, because we all want to act like we've got it together. And
oh, yeah.
To say this, you're saying, I need some help in some of these areas. Maybe more help in others than in others, but to be able to say, I'm willing to do this and it's important to me and this is a priority.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's the big thing here is that we can all improve in this part of our life. I don't think anybody has your finances completely understood. I think there's always room to learn more. And so to be able to say, yep, I need a little help here, let me check this out, and then to get involved in it, I think it's a pretty big thing to be able to do.
Yeah, and jumping in here, I'm also reminded of Shantae Brown's story, one of our graduates from the last class. She stated that her financial stability is a form of self-care. And to your point, Ted, it's she decided to make her finances a priority. And so she took that step and made the commitment to join the program. She's a traveling nursing director, has spent so many years just working and caring for her children. She never made the time to really focus on those finances until this last cohort. And she was so much prouder and wiser after that.
Yeah, and I think another thing that Shantae also said in class that kind of goes in line with what Kristen was just speaking about is something that she would say several times in class was she always knew how to make money. That was never her problem. But what she didn't know how to do was make her money work for her. And I think that's really when things shifted for her, is when she started to realize I can make my money work for me smarter. And then you could see the light bulb go off. And I think that was what was really cool to be able to witness in class.
So, Nick, it sounds like this was going to be one of my questions. And obviously, Shantae's story falls right into this. There's a wide range of people. It's not just a certain segment that you have here. There are all kinds of people who may look at this and say, I need some help in that area.
Yeah.
And I might be very successful in the world's eyes in some of these things, but I don't have it together all, you know, I don't have it all together.
Yeah. So, I mean, when you are looking at like, how do you know if you're eligible to participate? I'm just going to kind of go through a few of those, but to be able to live and work in the city of Fredericksburg or the counties of Caroline, King George, Spotsylvania, or Stafford. So you start pulling people together from all these different areas in our planning district 16. But then also anybody from the age of 21 to 64 years old is also a part of this class. You've got some big age ranges there, which allows for a lot of, you know, knowledge to be shared with other generations. And I think that's really where you see all the different walks of life come together.
Boy, it is. And like you say, everybody can learn from each other. If you're willing to step forward and do this and take this on, you all can learn together. And having that wide range of ages, I would think, makes this even stronger.
Yeah, it does. It definitely makes for story time to be a lot more fun.
yes.
Because we get to hear what has worked for some people, what hasn't worked. Even, you know, with myself and my co-teacher, Claudia, you know, we share our own experiences. Just because we're teaching this class does not mean that we've always had our financial, you know, life in order. We also struggled, and we had to find ways that worked for us to get us in a better path.
Deadline to register for this is July 17th. Is there a cap on the number of students you can have?
We're shooting to get about 20 people, but you know, if we had more than that apply, I'm sure we would find a way to make it happen.
And I guess if anyone has any questions on this, just contact Rappahannock United Way.
Yes.
RappahannockUnitedWay.org. Much more to talk about, more on Prosper Mentoring and a couple other things with Rappahannock United Way this morning. Nick Vosburgh is here. He is connected real closely with Prosper Mentoring. And Kristen Reed is here from Rappahannock United Way. We'll take a break and come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is now 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station focused on Fredericksburg. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
We are talking Rappahannock United Way this morning with Nick Vosburgh and Kristen Reed, especially Prosper Mentoring. We're going to get into a couple of other things as we go along this morning. But Nick, this program sounds just fabulous as far as it's a 12-month course for women. And the format itself, it's what you said. It's so everybody gets together once a month. Is that's how it works?
Yeah. So the class begins July. We will get together once a month in person from 5 to 8 p.m., so it's about a three-hour block. And so we also understand that's around dinner time usually, so don't worry. We're going to feed you also when you're there. We'll go through the class. We'll get through class. We'll usually end by 8, and we'll just go through a lot of different topics during that workshop. So, like I was saying, it's 6 monthly workshops starting in July in person, and we'll just cover a variety of financial and career topics. The program will provide participants with practical knowledge, skill-building opportunities, and resources to think big and navigate obstacles as they invest in their own future. We cover topics like understanding your income and expenses, budgeting, creating savings plans and goals, credit and debt management, understanding credit reports and scores, making housing decisions, and how to incorporate self-care into your daily life. They also have the opportunity to meet with one-on-one coaches during that 6 months, but then that coaching opportunity also extends beyond the 6 months after the workshops are over. And the idea is to make sure that we're providing support so that once you've gone through and you've gained the knowledge from the workshops, we're still there helping you stay accountable and as a lifeline for as you're kind of incorporating all these new skills into your life.
Well, this really is full service, because I was wondering about that. That it's not as though you just take this and it's for any of us to take anything. It's not like you've arrived and you're still there to help.
Yeah, we are, and even though we just graduated a class in April, so technically, you know, they've gone through the class and have completed it. We're still talking to several of those past participants because we're still there. Just because they finished the class doesn't mean that we just, you know, wipe them out and it's like, all right, next. Nope, we're here and we want to see everybody survive and thrive. And so, you know, we're always there to kind of continue on with them. And we do that through the financial coaching side, because anybody can do financial coaching with us.
I would also guess that just the group together, you together that long and that many months, you really do develop. You develop some friendships, and I'm sure each group becomes a very tight group.
Yeah, I mean they do. They become a family unit during that time. You get to see the bonds develop between everybody. You get to see how they come to class and they start to kind of talk about things that they've done over the last month since they saw each other, and kind of compare notes. But then also in our just group discussion, because while it is a workshop and we're going through specific topics, we have real talk during that time too, because it's more than the education. Hmm. It's about understanding how they're implementing it, and then how can we help make that even more and make it better for them.
And speaking of making it better, I'm sure that just having done this last year, you've seen some things that work really well and have been able to implement things and just kind of fine-tune this as you go along.
Yes, we have. And that's what was good about this first class, was that we really saw pieces that worked and pieces that didn't work. We kind of retooled it. We changed our time. We did it at a different time, and we realized that that was making it a little bit more difficult for people to stay in because of it. So by changing our time, tailoring our lessons a little bit more, allowing for more conversation in the workshops, I think is going to make the second class even better.
Well, you look at this program, and just again, we talked about it at the beginning, just the overall needs right now that not only this community, but that just the, you know, nationally that we're dealing with. This is really an important thing. This is so needed right now, here and everywhere.
Yes. Our dollar is no longer going as far as it used to. And so we need to now understand how we make more informed decisions on how we're using our money every day.
Krista, one of the things that Rappahannock United Way is so known for, and we talked about it a little bit earlier, is the ALICE population. And boy, you look at this program and just the people that you're dealing with who are struggling. This program's a lifesaver for anyone, but especially the ALICE population.
Absolutely, Ted. So, you know, our ALICE data has revealed that Virginia employment may be high, right? There are still so many barriers that women face that hinder their personal and professional growth. So barriers such as gender-based inequities, career challenges, and just the everyday demands of balancing work and personal life. So to that, that's why we have developed this program, to help those women recognize that it's okay to need help, and we're here for them, we see them, and they have the help that through Prosper Mentoring to take them to the next level.
The name Nick is so appropriate too, because this is all about mentoring, and just that's the focus of all of this for the next year. These women that get involved with this program.
Yeah, we want to be there for them because we want them to prosper.
RappahannockUnitedWay.org, the website to go if you need more information, or you can call Rappahannock United Way at 373-0041. There is a time limitation here of July 17th, so if you're thinking about it or you know of someone that you may not need this, but you may know of someone, would be a great gift to people to let them know about getting involved with this.
Yeah, so if you're interested, please go to our website. From our website, you can click on the link to register. Once you register, that will go straight to me. You will hear from me. I will email you. We will get in touch, and we will get the ball rolling to get you involved in our next class.
The 3 hours, it sounds like, I mean, you're dealing with a lot of topics. I would think that those 3 hours go by pretty fast on a lot of the weeks.
They do. Well, here's the thing, too. I believe that to really get into something, you have to believe in it and what you're doing, and also you got to have fun with it. And so our class, while it is a three-hour-long class, it's fun. It's a fun environment to come to. We are raw. We are honest when we talk about the topics and when we talk about our experiences. But we also have a good time in that class, and I think it's what makes it enjoyable to come back to every month, because it isn't just a lecture that you're walking into. It is really like walking into a family member's home, sitting down, and just having open, honest conversation. It's just our conversations are usually revolving around financial topics.
What's interesting in talking about this with you, Nick, is just knowing your background, that you came from being a Stafford County school teacher and saw this and thought this is what I want to do. It's very similar. So it's being in a classroom, you know, a different kind of classroom. But you seem really excited about this program.
I am. You know, I loved teaching high school. I loved my students. But what's different about this is that while high school was fun and the students were amazing, they were also legally obligated to be there.
Yeah.
With Prosper Mentoring, it's their choice to be there. And I think that's where I gain so much energy from it, is because they want to be there, and I feed off of that. It's just a great program.
Well, and to have so many different ages and to have so many people in a different spot in the economic scale, and to have people there for different reasons would make, I would think, the whole program just that much even more effective.
Yes. Yeah, it is. It's a wonderful program, and I really, really enjoyed our first class and all of the information that we were able to share with each other. But I'm really looking forward to this next class because we have done some, I think, some smart retooling of it. And I'm really excited to bring the second class to life. So July 17th. So anybody out there is interested, please go to our website and register, please.
RappahannockUnitedWay.org. RappahannockUnitedWay.org. And Kristen, there are opportunities to sponsor.
Absolutely. So this class, as Nick mentioned before, it is free for participants to attend. So we are actively recruiting sponsors to help support this program. We have various levels, from a top tier program sponsor to mid and basic tiers. We're also looking for dinner sponsors to either donate towards the meals, either financially or through providing a warm meal for the at least 20 participants. And we also provide welcome packets and a budget planner to every participant, so that way they could take what they learned and run with it once they've graduated. So various sponsorship levels, and we look to give all of our sponsors, of course, recognition to get the most out of the program.
So if someone's interested in becoming a sponsor, get in touch with you. Is that or do you get in touch with Rappahannock United Way and someone will get back with you?
Both. Preferably, they could contact me directly. You can email me at kreed@rappahannockunitedway.org. That's kreed at rappahannockunitedway.org. Or yes, you could reach us through our website as well.
Nick, you were talking a little bit earlier, and you were talking about a couple of people, but it's got to be a great feeling either while you're teaching to see that certain topics really stick with people and that they're walking away with skills, or just, you know, some of the stories like you've been telling this morning, just to have people come back and tell you that. For any teacher, it's got to be a great feeling, but especially here when you're really providing people with life skills and skills that maybe they haven't picked up in the past, but moving forward are gonna really be helpful.
Yes, it is. I mean, any teacher loves to see their students kind of reach that aha moment, and so it is. It's inspiring, it's touching, it's moving. You just kind of get all the feels during that time. But beyond, even for myself, for the participants, with each other, to kind of see how they all, the relationships that they form with each other, but then to watch them kind of cheer each other on, support each other, and kind of be there through them, because while this class is meant to kind of help you understand all the different financial topics that are out there, it's also about giving you that support system and also opening up that stigma of being maybe ashamed of maybe not some great financial choices you've made in the past, because we've all gone through it. Mm-hmm. And I love that we are opening that dialogue up. It's okay to talk about, you know, our mistakes that we've made when it comes to finances, because if we don't own those mistakes, we can't ever move forward. And so being able to be in the class, you can talk about it, and then talking about it is when we start to see the progress.
Well, and it does. It takes a certain amount of vulnerability to be able to recognize that, you know, I can improve in these areas. And that's what's so great about the group, right? Any participant could take comfort in the fact that there are others facing similar situations, and they could be their own sounding boards to be able to get feedback and share experiences in order to grow and thrive.
Well, and one of you, when we started out this morning, you were talking about just how we're so busy right now, that's such a big thing, and especially in these situations, instead of having a deficiency kind of fester and just continue on and trying to patch it over, to make a concerted effort to come to these classes to learn from Nick, you and others. This is really a chance to turn things around and be able to, you know, really be able to function and help your family and your community.
Yes, yeah, also the great part of the class too is that we're able to bring in speakers from the community. It'll be somebody, if we do something about childcare, if we see that we have a lot of people in our class that have children, then we're probably going to bring a speaker in that's going to talk about childcare and different programs and resources that are available. Where I think we're going to have a financial planner coming in on this next class as well, and he's going to talk through all the different options that are out there when it comes to financial planning, different types of tools that you can access to help build towards your retirement or financial future. So those are also some great things that are going to be coming.
Well, and there are so many there are these kinds of things that the businesses offer or businesses will offer for their employees, and in so many of those cases you don't have a second thought about it. You think this will help my career. You shouldn't have a second thought about this. This is the same thing. This is helping your career at home. And how you're able to to get along financially, personally, and in family wise.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
RappahannockUnitedWay.org. Again, the July is July 17th is the deadline. As we talk about this, Nick, your excitement and your enthusiasm about it comes through. I mean, could you have ever imagined that this was where your career was going to lead you?
No idea ever. so it's crazy how life kind of takes us through this wild whirlwind thing, but somehow it has brought me to where I'm at today with Rappahannock United Way, working with Prosper Mentoring, and I couldn't be happier about it. I love doing what I do there. I love this program. It's what drew me to Rappahannock United Way. I truly do think it's making a difference, not just with the people who participate in it, but anybody else that comes in contact with this program. You just can't help but be touched by the people involved, whether you're a participant, a speaker, one of the teachers, a financial coach. You just can't help but be touched being a part of this program. And not just that, but also the relationships that are being built through it as well. It's a great program. It's a great group of people, and I couldn't be more proud of it.
July 17th is the deadline, RappahannockUnitedWay.org, to get more information. Or you can call 373-0041. And if you're a business that wants to sponsor and get your name tied to this and to help out, because this is a free program for the participants, you can contact Kristen Reed with Rappahannock United Way, rappahannockunitedway.org. Nick Vosburgh, Kristen Reed here this morning. We're going to take one final break and come back. And if you've missed any of this, we'll talk about just all the things you need to know about Prosper Mentoring. We'll be right back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Nick Vosburgh, Kristen Reed from Rappahannock United Way in this morning. Prosper Mentoring, our focus, July 17th, the deadline to sign up for Prosper Mentoring. And if women who sign up for Prosper Mentoring, Nick Vosburgh, a little bit about the program. They're gonna learn a whole lot, and really you make friendships. You learn. It's a great program.
Yes, it is. And if you're interested, just remember there's no financial cost to participate in Prosper Mentoring. The only thing that we do is we just require you to commit your time and your energy to one monthly group session for 6 months. And then during that time as well, you will participate in one-on-one coaching sessions, which you can either do in person or virtually. And that will last for 12 months. And then, yeah, you'll just go to our website. You can go to the Get Help tab. Look for Prosper Mentoring. When you click on that, it will bring up our whole page where you can look at all the information, and it will show you all of the requirements, which are not very much. You just got to live in the Planning District 16 area, which is the city of Fredericksburg, Caroline County, King George County, Spotsylvania County, and Stafford County, be between the age of 21 and 64, be employed, have a household income at or below 80% of the area median income, be stably housed, and then are motivated to participate and embrace change.
And be open open to really learn and go in understanding that there are some things that you're going to be able to walk away with some lifetime in lifelong knowledge that's going to really help you.
Yes, yeah, you will. It will change your life, and I know that's kind of sounds maybe a little corny to say, but this program really will change your life. It will change the way you think and use your money. It will change the way you manage your life as well.
And Kristen, if someone wants to, for businesses that want to get involved in this, if you're a business and are looking for ways to get involved in the community, boy, to latch your business name onto Prosper Mentoring, not only helps the community, but this is a way for you as a business to say this is important, and I believe in the work of Rappahannock United Way and Prosper Mentoring.
100%. Yes, we are asking businesses to be there for local women as they start their journey to a bright financial future. And so if they are interested in supporting this program and supporting the Prosper Mentoring Women, they can email me at kreed, K-R-E-E-D, at RappahannockUnitedWay.org.
373-0041 is the number for Rappahannock United Way, rappahannockunitedway.org. And you mentioned, Nick, that I imagine the graduation's pretty emotional for some of these women.
It is. I mean, not just for the women. we were all emotional during
yeah.
that. Just to watch the growth that each of them were able to achieve during the program was amazing. And so the graduation was really just this culmination of a way to celebrate and honor them for all of their hard work and for stepping in, being vulnerable, and being ready to learn and understand and to practice what they're learning.
The deadline, July 17th, it'll be here before you know it. So get involved. And if you know of someone who you think can, a woman who would be really impacted by this, let them know about it. RappahannockUnitedWay.org. July 17th is the deadline, 373-0041. Kristen Reed and Nick Vosburgh, thank you both. I got two of the Rappahannock United Way rock stars this morning because this was awesome. Your enthusiasm for Rappahannock United Way in this program is terrific. So thank you.
Thank you, Ted.
Thank you.
RappahannockUnitedWay.org, 373-0041. Nick Vosburgh, he's the guy who will lead you through Prosper Mentoring. July 17th, the deadline. Sign up. That's it. Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.